This is a Senate bill that I filed and was heard in committee and didn't ask the chair of the committee to vote the bill out. But this is this bill is to move our primary. So we currently, Missouri's primary, as all of us in this building are very much aware of, is the early part of August. And this would be to move our primary to the third Tuesday. Well, it's the third Tuesday in June following the first Monday. So it's to move the primary day essentially to the second half of June. And the rationale, I testified in this bill. We heard testimony from the Secretary of State's office. They had issue with with respect to the dates for people would declare their candidacy. This would move the candidacy dates until January, be a month from January to the middle of February. So essentially it moves our process from what we know now, August with general election in November, to June and general election in November. And my rationale for proposing this change was to allow our general election candidates greater time to present their case to the people. I think that Missouri is not, we're not the latest stage state. There are a few states that actually have primaries in September. The majority of states have their primaries in June or earlier. And so my idea here is simply to move the primary to June to then give both general race candidates the opportunity to make their case. This would apply to all races, not just House and Senate. This would be gubernatorial, U.S. Senate, congressional, all the races. So we'll move the primary date in Missouri to the third Tuesday in June. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator from the 24th moves the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I was questioning myself if I'm looking at what I think I'm looking at, and you just explained that I am. And I'm one of those people who actually runs in a primary. Okay. And logistically, this does not work for someone who comes from a district like mine or someone who comes from a district like the senator from Cole. We basically had a very similar election where we had primaries. We did not have a general. And I'm just logistically thinking about this. We finish in May, this second or third Friday in May. And you're saying that you want to move this May, June to the third week.
In June.
Third Tuesday of June.
So you have roughly four.
I wouldn't have a problem if we moved up the general election to August.
Well, Senator, I appreciate the logic of your argument in that you're concerned by the fact that you finish, the primary is the general. And again, I'm asking my colleagues here on the Senate floor, as well as members of the House, to not necessarily come to this determination through their own personal lens.
I'm not coming from my personal lens. I'm coming from a regional lens.
Well, no, but you did suggest.
And so this creates a problem, though, in so many different ways. I mean, the process that we have right now is way more fair. You know, you're right. You know, Wednesday after the first Tuesday of August, you know, I'm on vacation. Yeah. There's some people, you know, who have general elections. You had a general election. Next day, you're on vacation or with your family or whatever. But this does not work out. This does not work out. I mean, in terms of raising money, in terms of getting your name out, this does not work, and it's completely slanted. I appreciate some of the proposals that you have brought up before.
Right.
You know that, and I support you greatly in many of the things, not all, but many of the things that you have brought forth. But I absolutely do not support this.
Senator, what I've asked you to do is to not consider this through your own personal lens, and that's exactly what it seems as if you're doing. You just suggested that.
I said regional, and it's personal.
Regional.
Yes.
Well, no, but here, I'm asking you, as much as the 34 of us on this floor play an important role in this process, I think we would both agree that who this state elects to govern the state, who this state elects to represent the state in the U.S. Senate, and who this state chooses to represent us in statewide offices, that those are higher offices than ours, that those are more important offices than ours, and that to have the voters have the opportunity to fully and completely understand who those candidates are not in the haze of a primary, not in a 4 or 5 way primary, and then 90 days to decipher who the winner of that primary is, but over the course of about almost 6 months. Senator, there are General Assemblies all across the country that meet all throughout the year. They meet 10 months, 12, 11 months out of the year. They have no problem having their primaries be in, when people are actually in session, not when they're out of session.
But do you understand the timing of this? So it would have to work out incrementally. Now, if you were willing to add on an amendment that spatially gave the same amount of time you're giving those primary candidates to general candidates, I'm all for it.
Senator,
if you give equal time, because you're not giving equal time to us right now with this. You're not giving us equal time.
Senator,
if you're putting more weight, Senator, you have to understand, if you're putting more weight and more time for the general candidates than the primary candidates, you're saying that we're people like myself and people who come from urban areas, urban centers, are not legitimate and we're not equal to
you. Senator, this has
you know, some people may raise $1 million and some people may raise $100,000.
Senator,
and you're saying that person who is able to raise less is less significant than a person who raises $1 million.
Senator, this is not about whether or not someone can or cannot raise money.
So how do you do that in 6 weeks? How do you do that in 6 weeks?
Senator,
I'd like to know. I'm not Rex Hingfield. I don't know.
Senator, you're doing exactly what I asked you not to do, which is
then I should call Rex Hingfield.
You're personalizing this discussion. This
idea. No, I'm not. I'm talking about every single person, whether Democrat or Republican, who has a primary.
Senator,
and if those people are unwilling to stand up and talk about it, I surely am. But I'm talking about every senator who has a district where they only have a primary. And I'm sure that the senator, I think he's from
Missouri. Senator, you really think that the people in Missouri are worried about your ability to raise money or to not raise money over a six-week period? Senator, do you hear what I'm saying? Do you really think that's the most important thing that Missouri citizens are worried about is your ability to raise money over a six-week period?
No, I care about fairness. That's what I care about, is fairness. Fairness, fairness for everyone.
Everyone,
regardless of where you come from, regardless of what your party is, I want fairness. So, Senator, if you are going to allow an amendment on here that gives the same time spatially to a general election as a primary election, let's go for it, and I will vote for it. I will vote for it, Senator. I will vote for it.
This amendment has nothing to do with party. Both parties would have the exact same primary date. Has nothing to do with physical location. There's senators in this body that the only important senator from Christian, his race is a primary race. The senator from Newton, his race is a primary race. The senator from Cole, his race is a primary race. This is not differentiating
then
by party.
Maybe I should ask them then. Maybe I should. And I apologize, but this I saw this. I didn't see this coming, and I looked down at it. And I'm just thinking about, I've done this either for myself or for other people. Now,
you're thinking about you.
Who else am I going to represent? My district? Because I'm pretty sure that my constituents want to know who they're voting for. And if they don't have adequate amount of time, I know my senior citizens are going to complain about it. Already they complain about not being able to have enough time to know about what we're doing. So I try to do a better job than that because the newspapers don't always give 100% of the story. So it is our job and our obligation to do just that. I want to make sure, and everybody should make sure, that their constituents have enough time
Senator,
to know what is going on and who is the preferred
candidate. Your concerns for your constituents, your concerns about your inability to get your information to them is exactly the reason why I want to move the primary from August to June. I want the citizens in the full general election to have more time to come to understand who the candidates are, what they stand for, how they are different from
their opponent. For the general election, what about the primary election?
The most important.
So now let's just do a hypothetical. Okay, so let's say it's this year. Let's just say it's already 2014. We're in session until second, third Friday of May. Okay, so I have a month to go do everything that you're going to do in 5 months. I have a month.
Senator,
this will
become law.
The senator from the 9th has a month. The senator from Cole has a month. The senator from Franklin has a month. We have a month.
Senator,
this will become law.
This would become law now. This would become law this year. You wouldn't have a month. You would have from this moment onward till the third week in June to get your message out.
You know what I spend my time on? I go to every single nursing home in my district. I read at all the schools, public and private, from first to fifth grade.
How is it different?
We are supposed to spend this time researching bills, trying to figure out how we're going to tell our constituents what we've accomplished. We are supposed to be in the district talking about the needs that we have. I mean, this is what the interim, I think, is all about. Not going out there and campaigning.
I
want to spend time with my constituents. People already complain about Congress. They already talk about once they win, the next thing they're doing is running for the next re-election. Well, in four-year terms, I want to make sure that I actually get out in the street and talk to my constituents. I want to have forums on health. I want to have forums on education. If I have to split what I'm doing as a job with what I need to do campaigning, that's going to separate my time.
Senator, how is it fair?
I'm trying to figure out, Senator, how is this fair?
It's fair because it applies to everyone the same exact way. We're moving the primary 6 weeks for everybody. And you will
know. Well, I'm not reading that.
If this becomes law, you will know when it becomes law.
It looks like November to me is the same. So show me where November in your amendment, show me where November has changed. Because I swear I didn't see November changed.
This is the next election process. This is the next election cycle. In even years, we have the general elections. It applies in those even years.
But let me tell you, by the time we get to general election, I'm pooped. And then let me tell you, I told our governor, I told Claire, I told them all, I'm done. I'm spending time in my district. I told them all that.
Senator,
whether they like to hear it or not, I'm spending my time in the district because that's what I got elected to do.
Would you want your constituents?
I don't know who runs an election in 5 weeks. I don't know who does that.
Senator, I'm quite certain that you, if this becomes law, will not wait until 5 weeks before the election date
to begin your process. We are here for service. And maybe, you know, people just don't care. Maybe they don't care. It's not my objection or not position
your concerns,
to tell other senators what to do.
Your concerns,
but the first thing that I saw is that this gives no parity. This is not fair.
How is it not fair? It applies to everyone.
It's not fair unless you change the general election. I told you, and maybe our research, change the general election to be the same time period that we are given.
In this amendment,
the same time period. Because if it's that, I'll vote for it, Senator.
So you're concerned.
But if you're not giving the same time amount, if you're not giving the same time, that's completely inconsiderate to what our needs are. Whether you're black or white, rich or poor, rural, urban, it doesn't even matter. Republican, Democrat,
Senator, this
libertarian,
has nothing to do with your race.
It doesn't
nothing
even
to
matter.
Do with your race. Nothing
I'm
to do
not
with your
talking
party.
Just about me, Senator. I'm talking about the democratic process. The last time I looked, this was a democracy. Every single person in this democracy has certain God-given rights.
Senator,
and it does not say in our Constitution, let's give people who live in primary districts less time. It doesn't say that in our Constitution. It does not say that. Everything in our Constitution that I know and I live gives parity to every single man and woman, every single one, regardless of where you live.
Senator, I think you're taking this very personally.
I'm not taking it personally.
No, I think you are.
No, I'm not. Here's, you know, the senator, we talked about this earlier
with
the senator from the 11th.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've been in this building long enough to know that everything that happens in our life comes into fruition right here. So if you're saying that this is personal, yes, sir, absolutely it is. Because I'm representing every single person who lives in a primary district. And that's above and beyond me as an individual.
That is above and beyond me, Senator. Senator, there is no such thing as a primary district in our Constitution. There's no protection for a primary district. By primary district, what you mean is that one party controls such an interest in the district that the primary chooses
the
outcome.
Well, y'all had control of
redistricting. There's nothing in our Constitution that protects primary districts.
Wait. I'm sorry. Y'all had control of redistricting. I didn't have control of redistricting. I didn't have control. If y'all didn't want to have 50-50 districts, then y'all didn't want it.
You know how the districts became? You know how they came to be, Senator? It's called democracy. It's called the Constitution. Constitutional law was filed. That's how democracy would work. That's how districts became what they became. There's no way our Constitution says we must protect primary only candidates.
And I'm not asking for that.
Yes,
what I'm asking for is parity. No.
No, it's parity.
Do you
Senator.
Not think logistically? And you don't have to answer that because I do think logistically.
I work
everything out. I got a timeline of everything. Years ago, when I first started running, I remember my mom gave me this human-sized Post-it, and I still have human-sized Post-its in my office, and I work out my calendar for everything. You can go in my office right now. I work out different bills. I work out my calendar. I do it all in this human-sized Post-it because I want to look at time and what does time mean and what am I able to accomplish
well,
in that
Senator,
amount
I might
of time.
Suggest that
if you have 6 or 7 months to
right.
run for a general and you have 5 or 6 weeks to run for primary, do you call that fair?
Senator, I might suggest that you get a sticky or something and put it on your human-sized calendar and move the primary up 6 weeks.
Okay, so I don't give my time here? Is that what you're saying, Senator?
You said what?
That I don't give my 100% amount of time here because I put 100% here.
Senator?
100% of my time during session comes here.
What's the primary day today? It's
August 7th, 2014.
Right. Okay, so I'm talking about having it be 6 weeks shorter. If you had known, if that were always the law of the land of Missouri, that it was 6 weeks shorter, that it was the third week in June, would you not run for office? Could you not run for re-election? What would you do if that
Senator,
were the case?
Senator, our obligation while we are in Senate, or while we are here, is to focus on what is before us. If my attention is divided from what is before us with campaigning, do you understand how difficult that would be to manage both things?
I understand how difficult it would be for you. I also understand that the concerns you have for your voters...
You know what? Obviously, it's a personal thing. I apologize. Let's see who picks up this conversation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Jefferson County. For
I'd like to inquire the Senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th, do you yield?
I do yield.
He does. Proceed.
You know, this isn't for me personally because I have a year and a half on my contract, so I can't run anymore. But I agree somewhat with the senator from the 14th. The amount of time that people need to run a primary election and only give that person 3.5 weeks or 3 weeks from the time we leave session leaves, let's see, 15 of the people that are running for re-election in this chamber at a disadvantage. The reason I say that, your district and my district, there'll be 17 seats up for election in 14. Two of those are competitive. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to the gerrymandered districts that you say is a democracy. If it's a democracy, why are there only 2 out of 17 districts that are competitive?
Senator, the laws are what we have. The democracy that we have is what we have. There's a process by which we could change how we redistrict. It's a legislative one. Pursue it. You know, if we're kidding ourselves. If we think that the citizens of Missouri are really worried about the 15 senators that have to run for re-election, that and then the...
But that's the reality of it. We can live in a philosophical world and be warm and fuzzy, but the reality is
in order
15 Senate districts. And so all of us that are just kind of just sitting here not paying attention, think about this. This affects every Senate district in 2014 that are running, except for the Senator from the 24th and the Senator from the 22nd. Every one of those will be decided in the primary.
And, Senator,
And you're leaving 1 month for people that spend 5.5 months up here serving their district.
Right.
You're going to leave them 1 month to campaign where maybe their opponent gets to spend the whole time we're in session campaigning and going to events. And while we're spending our time up here, away from those events, away from our family, we have to
Senator,
campaign in 1 month?
Do you really think the citizens of Missouri are worried about incumbent state senators' ability to win?
No, they're not.
They're not
but,
at all.
But the reality of it is, it does leave people that are sitting up here at a competitive disadvantage.
No, what you're suggesting, the reality is that there might be 15 or 17 or 34 senators that would prefer to have the system work to their fullest advantage, or at least until it's the way the system has worked up till now.
No.
The purpose of... Yes, it is. This is what you just articulated, the fact that if this were to be...
I'm telling you what's actually happening in the real world.
No. Senator...
That's what will happen in the real world.
How we think on this floor is not the real world. Okay? It's how we think...
How many seats are going to be competitive in 2014?
How many Missourians care?
I care because I've long had a problem with the gerrymandered districts, what this Senate and that House did to Jefferson County with the congressional districts. There, one county in the state out of 115 counties have three congressmen.
Senator, this is not
there's
a bill.
One,
about,
there's one county in the state. There's one county in the state outside of St. Louis County, St. Louis City, and Jackson County that still elects Democrats. Jefferson County. So what happened? What happened 2 years ago? We stick three Republican congressmen in Jefferson County. And somebody once told me that coincidences never happen in politics. There is a reason that was done.
Senator.
And I don't get very angry on this Senate floor very much.
Right.
But this issue really irks me.
The gerrymandering issue?
The gerrymandering issue.
I don't disagree at all. And this is, if this were a bill about fixing the redistricting process, then you and I might very well be in agreement. This is not a bill about fixing the redistricting process. The concerns of the senator from University City, I forget her number.
The 14th.
Let's talk about what she's concerned with. Well, away from her own personal challenge of running for office, re-election, thinking that she'd run for 5.5 weeks, which you and I both know is ridiculous. As sitting state senators, we run for a re-election for 4 years. You know that, I know that. That's actually in the room, we all know that. Okay, what she's saying is that it's so important that her voters, let me finish, that her voters can decide who to elect, that her voters understand, since there's not a general election, it's so important that the people know who she's running against and that they understand the difference between the two candidates and that they can make an informed decision. Well, guess what? That's exactly what I want to see happen in November when we elect governors and senators and congressmen and lieutenant governors and treasurers and important offices. What she wants to be able to do when she's running for re-election is the same thing I want voters, she wants her voters to know, same thing I want all the voters, all registered voters to know when they vote for governor, is who are these two candidates, not in 90-day period, not after a primary haze, but over the course of 5.5 months.
But the reality is, Senator, that the general election in most districts in the Senate don't matter.
Senator, the reality is if this...
The reality is the primary is where most people in this room got elected. The primary. Senator, and if you're leaving 15 people in this room only a month to campaign, that's a disadvantage. And I'm saying that from the perspective of it's not going to affect me. I'm term limited. I don't care. But
Senator, if
I get her point. You're going to leave 15 people in this room 5 weeks, 4 weeks to campaign one session is
no,
over.
No, I'm going to suggest to them that the primary date is now the third week in June, and they will find that out when it becomes law. It maybe will become law in May. They will know.
So let me tell you what will happen. What happens in special elections? What's happening right now in the 8th Congressional District? You have the two candidates, Republican and Democrat. You go over to the House, you don't see them. You know why? They're running for election. They're not doing their job being legislators. And once we move that a month out of session, which is also June, you're not going to see a bunch of these people up here. That's a concern. And I'll just finish with this. She talked about moving the general election date. You can't do that.
Of course not.
You just can't. We have a presidential election. There's federal elections that we have to follow federal law. But on the other part, I agree with her, and I appreciate your inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 24th, please.
Senator from the 24th, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
I want to try to approach this from a different angle. Looking back, I want to talk about the redistricting angle. Under your amendment, the filing period would open the second Tuesday in January and close the second Tuesday in February, correct?
Correct.
So the filing period would basically move up a month.
Correct.
And this is really an only once in 10-year issue. However, last year happened to be the year. We have just seen it, where due to the procedural and legal machinations that can come out of the legislative redistricting process, we did not even have a tentative final Senate map until the fourth week in February of 2012. And I forget when that became final. I think it might have been the first week in March. I think we can all agree. Well, I say that. I think the redistricting process that we saw in 2012 was in many ways extraordinary. Heaven help us if in the future we always have judicial drawn maps that are invalidated by the judiciary. Unusual occurrence, but we've seen that it can happen. Even so, you had a House map that was unveiled for the first time in the first week of December of 2011, and due to subsequent legal challenges, I'm not certain that the decision upholding that map was handed down until some time in March. Of course, it was upheld. Heaven only knows what would have happened in 2012 if at some point in the middle of filing being opened, the Missouri Supreme Court had said this House map is invalid, and we are back to square one, sort of what happened with the Senate. And we would hope, and it's happened on the House map before, where the bipartisan commission has come up with an agreement. My understanding is on the Senate map, if that has ever happened, it possibly has not happened in my lifetime. And maybe never. There's just never been an agreement on the Senate map by the bipartisan commission. It has always gone to the courts. And the ordinary course will, you know, it comes out of the courts and you don't have a legal challenge. And so you might by sometime in late November to early December have folks knowing what their districts look like, whether they're an incumbent or not, approximately a month before filing would open under this amendment. I will just my concern here is that I'm not sure. I mean, we have just seen that that's not necessarily the case. And beyond that, the other issue that you have is just, I mean, last time around you had filing open under the current dates with people not knowing what their districts were necessarily going to look like. And my concern with moving it forward another month is in the event redistricting in the future looks anything like the process did in 2012 or even many other years, I'm just concerned that the opportunity for pandemonium could become much greater. And I hate to suggest it, but I think the reason that the maps were challenged in court the last time around were legitimate. Of course, the Senate map challenge was upheld. I would hate to think that somebody might go to court to challenge a map just to try to create chaos in advance of an earlier filing period. But, you know, I'd like not to be that cynical, but I suppose it's possible.
My thoughts?
Yes, please.
Senator, we're moving up the primary date 6 weeks. There's no doubt that the redistricting process was quite extraordinary this last cycle.
Yes.
As I seem to recall, it required accommodations to both filing time as well. I mean, we didn't move the primary date, but I mean, you were filing as a candidate. Do you recall, did we move the time when which somebody could file? I think we had to because we didn't know what the districts looked like, right?
It ultimately, and I can't recall specifically. I think the filing dates went down as scheduled last time with the knowledge on day one that things might look very differently by day 28 or day
30. No, I think you're right. Because I remember some of my colleagues filed to run for an off race district that may or may not have existed kind of thing. So my point is, though, is again, look, we're moving the primary up 6 weeks. We're not changing the world. And we're moving the people that are going to declare their candidacy, we're moving that filing up from what end of February to end of March to the beginning of January to the middle part of February. So this is not changing the world. There are so many states that have year-long general assemblies, and they managed to have primaries, and they managed to have general elections. The concerns of the senator from the 14th for her voters are exactly the concerns I have for the state's voters.
Let me say a couple more things about this. The first is, I have concerns about the amendment, but I will tell you, I think particularly in the case of statewide offices, I really do think August sort of is too late. I agree with you that there needs to be more time. Unfortunately, I'm not sure I have a great way of solving that.
Because the cost of elections.
Right. But I share your concern. I mean, folks, and I just went through it. I mean, I had a contested primary myself, not to look at it through the lens of my own situation, but we had a, 9-week general election, and that's right. That's a sprint. And I was running in 1/34th of the state, not the entire state. And I can only imagine what statewide candidates have to deal with coming out of a bruising primary and having to basically completely re-up and execute their entire plan in that short period of time,
no,
and trying to get their message out in a way that...
You and I both know that if the primary were always the third week in June, that we would have a plan to accommodate that fact. And you and I also both know the power of the incumbency and the power to actually be in office as you run for office. So, you know, the senator from the 14th is taking this... She's looking at this... Her personal concerns for her voters are the same concerns I have for all of Missouri's voters. But if the point of fact was that June, the third week in June, was primary date, there's no doubt in my mind the senator from the 14th would win that election. She would be a very formidable candidate. And you also would have to agree with me that when we hold office, we stand on this floor every single day, and when people that are outside the building trying to get into our seats are challenging us in a primary, they regret the fact that their opponent, us, has this platform every single day, the ability to legislate, the ability to weigh in, the ability to have opinions. I find it extraordinary to think that incumbent House reps or state senators would be worried that they've lost 6 weeks to win their reelect.
Well, I understand your point of view on that. I will tell you my thinking is I'm somewhat sympathetic to the senator from the 14th on that point. That said, I do agree with you, particularly in the case of statewide, the first week of August to be the end of the primary cycle.
Remember, it's governor, very
right.
Important position.
Yes.
It's very important Missourians make a good choice. U.S. Senator, very important decision we make. Again, we give this, we have 100 U.S. senators, and we give the citizens of Missouri 90 days to figure out right. Who they're going to support.
And I will tell you, I think that that's not enough time for those folks to get their message out, particularly because we do have primaries, and invariably, statewide is not a district where the primary decides anything.
What would be your, if you share that belief that I have, we both admit to the fact that we do think 90 days is not enough time for statewide candidates, then what would be your proposal?
You know, I will tell you, I'm not sure I see a great solution here because of the concerns of the implications at the legislative level, including the redistricting concerns that I shared a moment ago, as well as the concerns expressed by the senators from the 14th and the 22nd. That said, the other question that I did have, though, my understanding is there's a wrinkle to this with respect to the candidate filing deadline and either the ballot printing or the certification by the Secretary of State's office.
That was an issue in committee, and that's an issue that's been reconciled.
Was that reconciled by moving the filing period forward by a month?
Yes.
That was the issue? Was the bill issue that we heard in committee?
The original bill did not give enough time between the closing of the candidacy and the certification of the the ballots.
Right.
Yeah.
This
is run through the lens of Secretary of State's office. This is fine. That's the concern that they had.
I appreciate your taking that step. Thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Are the Senator from the 1st.
Senator from the 1st, do you yield?
Taking the last sip from my water, I do.
He does. Proceed.
Need to get some more water?
You're good. Go ahead.
All right. Senator, I'm very concerned about this amendment. Having just come through what was the experience of a primary, in districts like mine, the primary is the election. I did not have a general election candidate filed against me because of the makeup of the 7th senatorial seat. So the August primary was essentially the race for the seat. Now, I think that that plays a significant factor in the timing of it. Just to give you an example, and I understand that we only have our personal experience to draw from in a primary way, so that's what I'm going to do, even though my experience may not necessarily be applicable to every district for every experience. It's the one I have to use, so I'm going to use it.
Now, I'm just going to forewarn you, because I know that the senator from the 24th and you frequently inquire of one another on the floor, and I don't mean to steal his thunder, but I will repeat his admonition gently, of course, regarding viewing this through one's own personal lens. But I will tell you, I have no such compunction, so please proceed.
But my lens is going to be the lens of the person who runs after me because of term limits.
Sure, absolutely.
So when we talk about our experiences, we are just placeholders in these seats for short periods of time.
Correct.
8 years will fly by.
At most, four,
if we're fortunate enough to have eight, and it'll be gone. So let me just share a little bit about how I campaign and what the experience is. Every day that I am not engaged in legislative activities, I'm not trying to knock on constituent doors. I have a goal of trying to get to 50 doors a day is my goal, personal goal. I knocked on just under 5,000 doors from the time that we found out that this race was going to be available because we were a product of redistricting. When did the mask come out? It was late February or somewhere.
But it was the last week of February.
Last week of February.
23rd, if memory serves.
And I believe I announced for this seat 1st of March. So we had March, April, May, June, July, and then the first week of August. So we basically essentially had, I had 5 months
Thank
to run
so
for the
much.
Seat. Every weekend, when I went home, we knocked on doors. As soon as we were out, I believe the session ended, about March or May 15th, somewhere around there?
Around there, yes.
We went to knock on. Now, I took a week-long vacation to take my family to Florida because we needed some downtime as a family. But when I got back, immediately we started knocking on doors again. 50 doors a day to get to under 5,000 doors is going to take 100 days, 100 days to do. According to the senator's amendment, he's going to take 42 days away from my ability to communicate with my constituents. 50 doors a day, 42 days reduced, that's 2,100 voters, not voters, but doors, that I'm not going to get a stand on and talk to them about what happened in the General Assembly and why I think that I deserve the opportunity to return or achieve the next
and
seat.
Let's face it, 2,100 doors means you probably talked to more than 800 people, and I could stand corrected, but I'm willing to bet that 800 votes might have been the difference in your primary, or maybe slightly more than that, but you're talking about numbers that are within the margin of difference in,
right.
in contested elections, primary or general.
Well, let's go back to my first race in 2006. This was a House seat. I was running against another member of my party for the primary, again, that there was no Republican filed in the general, so our race was the race for the seat. I was not an incumbent. I was a high school teacher at the time. And we set out a goal of knocking on 50 doors a day. We had the summer to do it. I was a teacher, so I had time to do that. And I ended up getting to right at 3,000 doors in that summer. If you took away that time to communicate with those constituents, who knows how that race would have turned out. Now, again, we talk about our personal experiences, but the people who come after us are going to have those same similar opportunities and experiences,
right.
and that's why in a district like mine, in districts like St. Louis County, St. Louis City, in districts like rural areas where you don't have Democrats file for general elections, the primary is the race for the seat. And for us to reduce the time that the constituents have to get to know who we are, where we stand, the issues we care about, is a disservice to them.
Well, and you also have differences in political geography. Some, not all districts are equally walkable.
True.
Et cetera. Yeah, I want to take a moment to recognize our fine staff of doormen here. I was able to get a refill on my beverage courtesy of the alert staff here, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. So thank you. Let me tell you what 2,100 doors means to me. And this is a general election analogy, but at a 40% contact rate, which is to say you knock on five doors, you talk to two people, 2,100 doors means you talk to 825 people. I won by 1,633 votes, maybe 1,632, which is to say If 817 people had changed their mind, you might have a different person in the seat. The seat might be in a different part of the chamber. 2,100 doors, you talked to 825 people. 2,100 doors in the general election is literally the margin of difference for me. And that was a general, not primary, but it matters. It matters. Time matters in these. And I understand what the senator from the 24th is saying. Look, people adapt. Other states do this. And I do get that. I think I share that my concerns as much as anything are just in redistricting years. I think it's particularly dicey. It's dicey enough as it is under the current timeline with what can happen with redistricting. But I also share the concern that, we've seen just in the last year multiple incumbent members of both parties in both chambers defeated in primaries. And that's under the current calendar, and that's with folks that had those 42 days. Take those 42 days away, and it's that much harder. And I'm not saying that incumbents need to be protected or given special advantage. I just don't want anybody unduly disadvantaged. And we were here until midnight last night. It comes with the territory. We're taking up the state budget. It was important to be here. But there are going to be a lot. We've had a lot of long nights so far here. There are going to be a lot more from this point forward in the session. We are sort of hitting that inflection point in the session where we're going to be spending more and more time doing this and less time thinking about anything else, whether it's, whether it's our other obligations through work. It gets harder. Time with family gets harder at this point in session. I mean, April and May are very busy times here in the Capitol, and it is a very hard time to concentrate on just about anything else besides what we're doing here.